When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Confidant. So welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're in Rome, bitch. That's right. This week, you knew I was going to be on a little summer vacation, but I still wanted to drop in, pop in, give you a little hello, what's cooking, happy pride, fuck ice. What else is going on? It's so weird how disconnected I've been to the United States news being here in Rome. Like, I have not seen I'm just realizing this as I'm saying it. I have not seen a single television with a news station on at all since being here since last week. It's, I don't want to go back, y'all. I don't want to go back. It's been so nice to be not only disconnected from the news, but also just like politics in general. I feel like the only time I've been getting what's been going on back home is when I'm seeing the gram, which again just makes me realize how easy it is to ignore anything that's not going on in front of your very face or your current country. Just because, like, this was kind of coming to mind when I was thinking all about like Gaza, about like how we could be so ignorant to just not have that in our feeds and in our faces. And I think when so many people saw how shocking it was, they were like, nope, I rebuke, I reject, I don't want to be a part of this. This isn't in my purview, so I'm just not going to look at it. And I remember thinking like, wow, it's very easy to ignore. I went on a very extreme example. But you know, I'm just thinking about like what's happening with everything going on back in Los Angeles right now. And very proud of my city, very proud of my friends. Also just, I don't say praying for their safety, but like talking to the universe for their safety and, hoping everyone is, taking care of each other, which I know we, the Los Angelinos, that's what we do in times of need. We're really good at that. But yes, Rome, if you want to roam around the world, girlies, what a place. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd been to Rome a couple times before as a child, and I remember it being very stressful because it was so touristy. And also I get sunburned very easily, even with Irish parents. They didn't sunscreen me enough. And so I just remember being like, oh, it's going to be a lot of lines. It's going to be a lot of hot sitting around waiting. But bitch, when you're 35 and you can do whatever the fuck you want on your schedule, I have been having the goddamn Mamma Mia time of my life. I have been waking up when I want to, eating what I want when I want. I haven't gotten and done a goddamn touristy thing. And when I have, I've done it in the dead set of night or the ass crack of dawn when no one's there. Like, I went to the Trevi Fountain, not a single person around, in the middle of the goddamn night. It's been amazing. I'm here for a wedding of my very dearest, lovely friends who got married in a palazzo that used to be like a privately owned, I hope I'm saying this right, Palazzo Shadir by the Borghese family. I hope I'm saying that right. Art students are quaking in their toots. And it was stunning. I mean, the palazzo itself had architecture from the 1600s, from when it was built, all the original like sculpture work. They had the dinner reception in a place called Hall of Mirrors, which if you were looking at my Instagram, you got to see how absolutely fucking stunning that shit was. Like, it's moments like that where I'm like, oh, I don't deserve this. Like, I don't deserve to be having this nice experience. I don't deserve to be having this Gorgolina amazing thing. Like, what have I done to do that? I've just been an absolute chickenhead, like goofy girl who does nonsense for a living, it feels like. And what am I doing in the same hall as like royalty? Like, imagine what families and famous important people have walked these halls. And I got to stay in a room that looked like a full like hidden Harry Potter Hogwarts painting that opened a door into a room that then looked like the Vatican on the inside. Like, just once in a lifetime, out of this world, unbelievably beautiful shit that you're just like, is this a set? Is this my real life? How did I get so lucky? And girl, I've been doing it kind of on a budget too. Like, a lot of this shit ain't been that expensive. Like, you can eat for quite cheap in Rome if you know how to do it. I've been on the Talk app. I'm not going to lie. TikTok taught me how to eat for cheaps in Rome. I've only had one expensive meal since I've been here, and it was at a very highly recommended place. I definitely suggest you check it out if you're ever in Rome. Called Le Jardin or Le Hardin. Oh, God, I'm quaking in my boots at how bad this pronunciation is. But it is in a beautiful garden that has cats that roam around it, which I know you're thinking like a fancy place with cats roaming around it. Yes, it is heaven. There's a 16-year-old cat there named Mona. I loved her. She looks like a little kitten because she's like a little mini cat. I've also been staying in the town of, here goes another pronunciation, Trastevere. Trastevere. Which is kind of like the cool, artsy, old-worldy, fartsy, young, cool club part of town where you just walk outside and it's cobblestone streets and hot gelato men and gorgeous tanned Aperol Spritz baddies. Everyone in their outfits in summer, it's just giving like a Charlie XCX song. I truly, really, really normally after a week of vacation, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go home. I gotta like get back to life and things like that. But bitch, when I tell you I have been feeling like a single mother off her duties, just like given the freedom to frolic about, I'm like, man, I ain't got no boyfriend. I ain't got no dog. I ain't got no news to listen to. I have no family that I gotta respond to. I've been really feeling like a freaking like teenager abroad. Like, just absolutely free, and it's rejuvenated and restored me soul. And I forget that, like, this is what summer is all about. I hate to be a TikTok trend, but, like, this is really what it's all about. And, man, can I just say that if you're someone that is embarrassed or can't or anxious to or doesn't like to do things by themselves, bitch, you gotta get over that. You really, really got to get over that, because there is nothing more amazing than sitting by your goddamn self in a fucking otherworldly palazzo, eating your freaking bolognese and focaccia and having your tiramisu and your Coca-Cola and espresso, because I can have three drinks at once if I want, and reading a book. And writing in your little notepad. Like, what am I even writing? I genuinely don't know. I was just writing details of, like, things I was seeing as I was looking out into the palazzo. And, like, walking around and being able to go wherever you want and have the shops at your time and having the meals at your time and doing the things. Like, you gotta be okay with traveling by yourself. You gotta do it. And you know what? There's so many other solo travelers. And the best part is like, nobody gives a fuck. Nobody is thinking about you traveling by yourself. Like, it's so accepted now to travel on your own and like do your own thing. Do you know the amount of bitches I've been seeing with selfie sticks that just fully set up a whole photo shoot for themselves, take a bunch of pictures, no shame, very Instagram influencers in the wild, but they're just regular people just doing it. And I'm like, yes, hunty, like do your fucking vacation photos. Like, have the experience, make the memories. It's just, should I go into travel, y'all? Should I become a travel influencer? I joke, but also, should I? I'm moments away from giving up everything and just throwing Hippo in a knapsack and taking him places with me. Confidants, have you ever just felt like a little off, not totally like yourself? Maybe you're feeling a little bit tie-tie. I know I have been going through a lot of stress recently, and I've learned that it's maybe not sometimes just stress or, you know, lack of sleep. It could be hormones at play. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. I actually took the quiz and it suggested that my body might be overloaded with the hormone estrogen, which could be affecting me in all different kinds of ways. And I got to start taking Hormone Harmony, which has helped with bloating, chronic fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, and so much more. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. And if you take this quiz, you're going to learn a lot more about your hormone balance and can make these small, intentional changes. We love that, confidants. And Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, which we support and love here. And that means only using science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Kelsey for 15% off today.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
The only thing I will say, the only time I felt unsafe or like, dang it, I'm sad, I'm alone in this moment, is weirdly enough, it was like 7 a.m. and you could tell that this group of men, boys, I will say, because men don't act this way, had been out from the night before still and were like hanging out on this bridge, which is a very famous bridge. Like, normally it's very packed and people are walking on it at all times, but at 7 a.m, I was the only one doing it. And yes, I may have been wearing a cute little, like, summer slutty outfit, which may have given them the impression that I was interested in speaking to them because I was slaying my fit and, like, looked hot as fuck. And they had the nerve to think that that meant they could approach me. Remember, I'm not dressing for you, men. I am fully dressing for other girlies. to compliment my outfit. That's all I live for. And one of them approached me and was like, you know, what's your name? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just walking to get coffee. Have a great day. And that's my tip is I say hello and goodbye at the same time. And that usually works. But this guy clearly didn't like that answer and was like, oh, do you speak English? You speak English? And I was like, clearly. See, yes, I do. And at this moment, while he's following me, I am reaching in my bag to put in my AirPods and also grab a cover up because, well, A, let's be real, I didn't want to be getting sunburnt, but also because I didn't want him looking at me like that. I didn't feel like he didn't pay me to look at me like that. And I did not want him looking at my bod and following me. And, you know, his friends were starting to follow him and I kind of like start to pick up the pace and I open my phone like I'm about to join a video call or FaceTime or whatever I was pretending to do. And he's still trying to talk to me and he's like, let's go on a tour together. Let's go. Let me take you around. And I'm like, nope, I'm on a phone. I'm on the phone now. I'm on the phone. And I'm like pointing to my phone and this motherfucker just can't catch a hint. And, you know, the sun's out and I'm not afraid of I'm not afraid of this kind of situation. Like, yes, there were many more men than me, but like, I don't let my body go into a fear state or a flight of fight. And I knew that there's like a bunch of really small alleyways in Rome and I didn't want to end up like walking down one of those small alleyways. I wanted to stay in a public area. So I continued to walk in like a very public spot and he's like, what drugs do you want? You want to take some drugs with me? What do you do? And at this point, I'm getting annoyed because now I'm like actually trying to open up an app to call someone and just like look busy. And this motherfucker is breathing down my neck and his friends are like behind us laughing. And this motherfucker gets on a scooter so that he can keep up with me. And he's like cutting me off with this little fucking scooter. And here's the thing. If I was in L.A., I stay carrying a knife and pepper spray at all times. And I couldn't bring that on a plane. Thanks, 9/11. And I was just, ooh, I was getting so mad. I was like, of course, this is the one time I am unarmed. And so this guy is just bothering me, man. He's like a fucking gnat. He's just bothering me. And finally, I'm like, you know what? The only way I'm going to get rid of this drunk, clearly, like, annoying, like, gross, creepy dude is if I start acting crazy. So I start screaming, fuck off, not interested, leave me alone, somebody help, policia, like, just any alarming word I can think of, I start yelling at him. And of course, this does the fucking job. And he starts going, oh, what the fuck? Okay. Oh, my. Oh, da, 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 like starts yelling at his friends in Italian, like, this bitch is fucking crazy. And it worked. And I feel very lucky that I was aware enough of my surroundings to know that you know, it could have gone many different ways. And luckily, I saw one or two, like, other tourists who were up that early in that area who were kind of looking. No one came and checked on me, which I didn't need. But it would have been nice. It would have been nice. But that is just my little, like, reminder. If you are going to travel solo, to find a way to make sure that you're staying safe in your travels. Because, like I said, I didn't think I needed to be worried. It was bright early in the morning. And, you know, you got to stay ready. You don't need to get ready if you stay ready. And that is an athlete original. No, I'm pretty sure that's from Kobe, but we say it all the time in our house. So that's been the only like blip of nervousness. But other than that, I have been enjoying reading, writing, going into bookshops, checking out all the hot Italianos and tourists. And genuinely, like, letting myself just have, like, a very humbling experience. Like, I'm just catching myself daydreaming, looking off into the distance, staring at some beautiful fucking statue, only to find out that, like, it's a bank. It's not even, like, a historical monument. And I don't care. I don't care if I feel dumb because I feel excited that I'm here and I feel very lucky and privileged. And I even tried to extend my trip. I even was like, well, athletes watching hippo, when am I ever going to get this chance again? But stupid flight fucking rules won't allow me to change my flight without an insane change fee. So alas, we do have to leave tomorrow, which I'm so bummed about, but I'm going to make the most of my last day. But of course, before I do, I wanted to check in with my confidants, see how you guys are doing. If you're taking your summer breaks, if you're taking your summer vacations, if you have any tips for solo travelers, or if you have any tips for Rome, which I'm still here for a little bit longer. So if you've got it, girl, let me know. Also, I've been like in such a unique place with podcasting lately, like being on vacation, I have been just going back and listening to podcasts that I am subscribed to and realizing how much I don't like listen to podcasts regularly the way I used to. I don't know if it's just that like there's so many podcasts out there now that it's like almost oversaturating, or if I am just looking for specific like themes of certain episodes. So if I'm wanting to like have a conversation about something or hear more about something or learn more about something, I'm just like, you know, looking right into the search engine for that kind of episode. And so it got me thinking about like, are you guys still listening to this on a weekly basis? Like, are you still just adding this to part of your routine, or are you only clicking on it when it's something that applies to you? So I'm gonna be honest, like the world of podcasting has changed, and it's a lot less like lucrative as a job. I do it more because I love doing it and I'm just such a fucking gabber. But because of how many podcasts there are out in the world, like ads just don't sell like they used to. And it's always like, there's always a new thing, you know, a new episode, a new pod, like a new series, a new thing for people to listen to. And so, you know, I see the Call Her Daddies of the world and, you know, the Alex Earls or whatever, you know, the people like that are doing more pop culture stuff. And I'm like, are y'all still listening to this? Is it still helpful? You know, I know I've toyed with the idea of like switching to a Patreon model only, where it's more, you know, spicy, where it doesn't matter about the monetization of it all. I don't need to try to keep it brand friendly. It can be a little bit more customized to you guys that way. But I also don't want to do that to y'all. Like, I know that's annoying to have another thing to be subscribed to, but maybe if it just like came into your inbox, I don't know, maybe it's more accessible. What do you guys say? I really am leaning on y'all. Like, I feel like I go through these waves. Y'all fucking know I do. Maybe it's when I'm on my period, because I am on my period right now. Then I'm like, does this even matter? Do you guys care? Should I keep doing this? Should I keep going? I still love it. I am still very much enjoying it. Like, giving my new place the podcast studio makeover, like, got me excited to keep making stuff. Like, I loved doing Host Throughout History last week. I still really enjoy doing it, and if you guys still enjoy having it, I would love to keep making it, but also completely understand if it's like, you know, there's so much media out there between the Clock app and freaking Love Island coming out every day. Like, I understand it's like a media overload. So just be honest with the girl. Tell me the truth. I could take it. I'm a big girl. Also coming up, we've got so many summer birthdays that I also need advice on what do people want for their birthdays anymore, bro? Like, I know that's such a random thought, but I was thinking about like what else I need to do while I'm still here, like to get my like vacationing done. And I wanted to get a bunch of birthday presents for people that I love. But I'm like, what do people want? Like, do you guys prefer gift cards? Do you prefer money? Like, should I just be Venmoing bitches? Do you guys like something thoughtful? Do you like something trinkety? Or does that feel like junk? Like, I always feel weird like buying little trinkets when I'm traveling abroad, because I'm like, are people just going to throw this shit away? Like, I love sending postcards from my travels, but I feel like that's not good enough for a birthday. Also, the athlete's birthday is coming up. I don't know what men like. What do men want? What do you want from me, men? I scream into the void of an all-female podcast. Oh, here, tell me what the last great gift you got for a lover was. Drop it in the comments below. Help a sister out. And Hippo's fifth birthday is coming up. I don't even want to think about that because he's a forever puppy. He's forever baby. I don't even want to think about him aging. Oh my God. Literally even just thinking about his little bones aging, like, makes me want to cry, like, tears. So I'm just not even going to go there. And then, of course, your girl's birthday is in August, and I'm just thinking about what it means to be turning 35. Like, holy fuck. And I know I've said this before, where I will start saying that I'm the age that I'm turning, like, 6 months in advance so I can prep. So in my mind, I've been 35 for a year. But that's a big age, y'all. That's a big girl age. And it's the first time that I'm, like, really feeling age. Does that make sense? The panini took so much away from us, y'all. The pandemic really threw off, like, what it means to have an age. Has this episode felt like just a stream of thoughts of ADHD, like a very, like, Gabby Windy episode? Anyone else listen to her podcast? I'm obsessed with her. But I feel like she also just doesn't take her Adderall and then records, which is, like, what I did today. Okay, I should let y'all go so that I can go enjoy my last day in Roma, a pizza pie. Okay, we all have a good day. We all have a good week. I miss y'all. I don't miss the U.S., but I miss y'all. Love you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to drop a comment below about your solo traveling hack and the last great gift you got for a lover. And I'll see you back next week when my summer trip is over. Arrivederci. Ciao. Kisses.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.